Today's Thursday, March 7th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 141. Matt Scott is joined by Andre Lalonde and Tony Savona talking about Amazon stepping into the residential market. Andre Lalonde starts off talking about how integrators can stand out against DIY home solutions.
Their goal is to go after mainstream customers, which has historically not been the main audience of the CEDIA type of technology home professional, right? For them to be able to get into mainstream, they have to start pulling in certain projects and certain products and solutions that have been done by at the upper end of the pyramid or the echelon, and basically start bringing that information down and that type of systems down. So if anything, what they should be doing, the way I view this, is challenging the dealers to be able to step up their game and move higher up the pyramid and move more into either middle market or into that upper echelon market, recognizing that there is a lot of space that is now slowly, that used to be called the middle market, right? And you've heard me use that term multiple times before, where that is now getting larger and larger and larger and becoming a lot more main or mass stream, right? That's what's happening. It's just a natural transition of time. And therefore, for the integrators to not only remain relevant, I completely agree, Tony, you got to move yourself up that pyramid. But let's not also forget that there is a significant amount of work in what's called the do-it-for-me business, right? Yes, these are all DIY solutions. Yes, this is stuff that's now starting to come into mainstream, but it's still way too technically complicated for the average bear. So although the average bear is getting smarter, this has always taken them a step ahead. And by the way, it's getting to a point where people are just going to be like, I don't have the time to do this. I'm just going to pay somebody to do that as well.
So, go ahead.
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So I think you've got a combination of, there's two models that are now being, that are now coming to play for the typical technology, dealer. You can either look and move yourself up the stream to start really focusing on those jobs, on the more complicated type jobs where they are utilizing these systems and the capabilities and the solutions that are being offered by higher level programs. But at the same time, don't forget that there's a very much larger group of jobs that are being done that are still requiring your assistance, your attention. If anything, that's a great place to start learning, right? Look at it from a training perspective. Let me sidetrack a little bit, but what a great place if I was becoming an ESC, if I was becoming into this industry. That's a great place for me to learn and for me to understand how these things work. And then you can train me on a Lutron, a Crestron, or a Savant afterwards, right? So it's a great training ground to be able to understand and network, not having to explain it to me anymore because I get it. And now you can show me the ins and outs of the higher end intricate systems.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.